Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of NATCO Biogenes, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Sharma from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Muskan. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings call of NATCO Biogenes Limited. We have on the call Mr. Satish Kakliwal, Managing Director, Mr. Devendra Khurana, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Harish Pandey, Business Lead, Dr. Venkatesh Kulkarni, Research Lead. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. May I now request the management to take us through the financials and the business outlook, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepika. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our earnings phone call for the financial year 2024. I'm Satish Kakliwal, MD of the company. Financial year 2024, friends, has been a very satisfying year, full of growth and achievement. As you are aware, NATCO Seeds has been investing heavily in R&D all through our inception. Our scientists have developed innovative products and high-performing seeds, which have resulted in more yield and revenue for the farmers. Every rupee invested in agri research yields a return of rupees 13.85, surpassing returns from all other activities linked to farming. This is as per a study conducted by NIAP, an entity of ICAR, Indian Council of Agriculture Research. This only emphasizes the impact agriculture research has on the agricultural productivity and agriculture as a whole. We are very happy that we have been investing in agriculture research since our inception. Our diversified product basket delivered strong performance during the year, starting with our top-ranked cotton hybrids, Sanket and Jumbo. They grew both in volume and value terms. Our product portfolio witnessed our paddy product portfolio witnessed new unique additions like Khushi and Dharat Gold this year. Our growing portfolio, comprising of our top-performing bajra seeds, wheat, and maize seeds, performed exceptionally well. Overall, non-cotton, non-paddy portfolio is delivering in line with our stated strategy. We enhanced our vegetable portfolio this year and added several new products. Our premium products like Tomato Akhan and Hybrid Chili Rana continue to be top-ranked in their category. We further strengthened our vegetable team and have a new lead now. In order to bring enhanced focus in marketing, we have clubbed all three verticals, that is, field crop, vegetable, and plant health nutrition, under one marketing lead. This will ensure synergy and collaborative working, resulting in enhanced reach and sales. Winchevin continues to perform and delivered a strong growth of 34% during the year. We added two new organic fertilizers to our portfolio, Vinol Granules and Vinpro Goli. Both are much-needed soil nutritional supplements. Subsequent to the approval of our BT gene in Philippines, I'm now talking about exports. Subsequent to the approval of our BT gene in Philippines last year, we have successfully conducted demonstrations of our hybrids this year. Currently, the crop is in harvesting stage. We have begun trials and seed production activity in Uzbekistan through our joint venture there. This is a very small beginning, but we expect to grow many folds in the near future. While we continue to make good progress at these locations, our efforts in other locations, especially Africa, have been getting impacted on account of geopolitical uncertainty. We continue to invest in infrastructure facilities like warehouses, conditioning ground, and processing plants. Friends, seeds are indeed the foundation of life and has an impact on everything, practically everything, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, for example. At NAS Seeds, we are committed to delivering high quality seeds to our farmers through continuous improvement and innovation. We'll continue to build a pipeline of exceptional products and strengthen our market share while maintaining our strong financial position and balance sheet. We are hopeful of much better growth in years to come, very near future. I would like to thank all our stakeholders and look forward to their continued support. With this, I would like to hand over to Mr. Khurana for his comments. Mr. Khurana.
Thank you, Kabliwal sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today. Our earning presentation has been uploaded on the exchanges, and I am sure you would have seen the same. Before I discuss the financial performance in detail, I would like to talk about operating highlights of FY24. We are consistently delivering on our stated strategy of expanding non-cotton, non-paddy portfolio. During FY24, the company witnessed the growth of NCP portfolio to 1,407 million, 140 crores, against 131 of last year, clocking a growth of around 7% and accounting for 44% of the top line. We have high-ranking cotton products, and the company continues to maintain a steadfast focus on this crop. In FY24, the company sold 16.06 lakh cotton packets, marking an year-to-year increase of 16.39%. Regarding paddy, the proportion of research to hybrid is 75:25 volume-wise. However, the value ratio is 59:41. The average per kg realization of hybrid paddy is almost double than that of research paddy. This, I would like to highlight, was what we were contemplating around two years back, that we would like to lay more emphasis on hybrid paddy for lesser volumes and more value. The company's strategic emphasis on promoting hybrid paddy with improved margin remains on course. The emphasis on Bajra is strong. Our star product Super 27 is performing extremely well. Led by this product, the Bajra segment grew by 25.98% in value and 15.51% in volume. The PNS segment has also recorded a good growth, with the value and volumes both growing by 35% plus over the last year. Apart from these, the maize segment grew by 40.56%, wheat segment grew by 26.86%, although their contribution to the top line is only 7%. However, we are sure of these products contributing even more to the top line in years to come. Moving on to the financial performance for FY24, the top line grew by 10.43% to 332 crores over FY23. The gross margin also exceeded 55% during the year as compared to earlier years. I would like to reiterate that we have been maintaining a gross margin of around 53, 54, 55% over the last few years. The FY24 EBITDA stands at 510 million. The company's profit after tax increased by 16.8% against FY23 to 411 million. Our working capital position is also improving, with stocks and debtors witnessing better controls. This year, we closed with a positive operational cash flow of 74.70 crores. We continue to maintain a zero long-term debt position. And lastly, I would like to tell you that we had our first rainfall in Aurangabad today. It's a good omen. And let's not worry about the Sensex falling. As long as the rain is falling, we are here to stay. With that, I would like to now open the floor to questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Majid Ahmed from Smart Sync Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, 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 sir. Very good, sir, numbers, sir. So my first question is, can you provide insight into the performance of mass bioethanol hybrid paddy variety compared to conventional varieties, particularly in terms of yield, disease resistance and quality? That's my first question, sir.
Can you be slightly louder, please?
Yeah, not clear.
Okay, sir. So can you provide insights into the performance of mass bioethanol hybrid paddy variety compared to conventional varieties, particularly in terms of yield, disease resistance and quality?
Are you looking for numbers or you are looking for products? And it's not clear.
Hey, products.
Hey, numbers, sir. Numbers, especially in terms of yield. What the yield is giving on compared to
yield. Harish, you can talk about yield difference and the disease resistance.
Yes, sir. About they are asking about Dalak Gold.
Let me first give the basic. Like I said, that we have been emphasizing on hybrid paddy more than research paddy because it gives better market. And in that, I said that the value-wise, it is 60-40 RS versus hybrid. This is the volume being 75-25 RS versus hybrid, right? Now, I will request Mr. Harish Pandey, who is our business lead for all the verticals, to tell us something about the products that we have in hybrid paddy and how they are giving, how they are performing into the market. Harish, please.
Good evening, all. As far as product, Dhadak Gold, which we have launched 2 years back, the performance over the competition, best competition hybrid, it is 7 to 8% is more the market leader. Number one. Number two is the look wise, it's better than any hybrid is there in the marketplace. Number three. The size of the grain, which is, you know, highly acceptable in the government, all the societies and all. So there are commercial advantage, there is yield advantage, and there is a look-wise advantage. So overall, all the three things it covers. I hope it is clear to everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. So the second question is, how are you looking at the export market and how do you see going for upcoming outcomes that you're looking at?
Your voice is echoing, so not very clear to us. Either you come directly on the speaker phone.
Yes, sir. Sir, I'm audible now, sir. I'm not clear right now.
Slightly better?
Slightly better.
Okay, sir. So how do you see, like, how are you looking at the export markets currently? What is your future outlook in that market going forward? How are you planning your strategies and the marketing there?
Satish, sir, would you like to please?
Yeah. Actually, let me just tell you about export of Indian seeds. Export of Indian seed in terms of total worldwide seed trade is very minuscule. Although there is a huge potential for India to be exporting seeds globally, because we can be producing economically, we have diverse climatic conditions. So there is a potential for Indian seed companies to export practically all kinds of seeds. And so this is where we began our activity. We have chosen a few countries and few products which are suitable. We also are now specially breeding for certain countries in certain crops. What is required is to find out what is needed in those countries, then finding out developing products for that territory, and then also passing through what is called as a required regulatory approval in all those countries. Some countries are very stringent about regulatory control, certain countries are not. So we have to make a plan and then this is how we are looking forward to it. I mean, we want to penetrate a few countries with few of our top products, which will make a dent, and also not only dent, let's say it will make an impact in those economies by improving the, let's say, productivity of the farmers in those countries. That's the, let's say, our business plan as far as export is concerned.
Sir, could you be more specific, which country are you targeting? What's your plan for FY20?
Okay. See, on such con call to discuss business country-wise and all that, I think it will not be practical, will not be proper also. It requires a personal, maybe personal discussion. But let me tell you, we are targeting countries in all the continents, one by one. So our strength is cotton, so we are taking cotton elsewhere in some countries. Our strength is some vegetables, so we are taking vegetables in certain countries. So we are choosing the countries based on the product strength, or product fitment, I would say, product suitability. And that is how we are choosing, and we are expanding. We are expanding rapidly. We are very small at the moment, but we want to be a big player in next 5 years' time.
If I can add to this question, to add a little specificness, we already declared that we were in Philippines. The government regulations had taken quite a bit of time, but finally they have come through because our product is the best there. We are talking of cotton. So demonstration plots were sent this year. We are very sure they will go through, so maybe we can talk of regular sales next year onwards. As far as Uzbekistan is concerned, I have already declared that we have a joint venture in Uzbekistan and we are the 90% stakeholder. And in that, we have taken up cotton production this year. If that succeeds, sky is the limit. As far as smaller countries are concerned, we are into Egypt, we are into Bangladesh, we are into Myanmar. Others, like Kagaliwal sir said, we are exploring other avenues. As and when they happen, we will take them through.
Okay, sir. Thanks for giving me this explanation.
Yeah.
So my final question is, what is your target next year, revenue growth and EBITDA margin?
We are expecting top line growth of around, and I'm being very conservative, but we are expecting a top line growth of around 15 to 20%, and trying to take up the net profit, like it went up by about 1.5% this year, so maybe another one. So that's it. Conservative approach. If things happen, if the monsoon behave, we have fantastic products which are lined up in the system, be it cotton, be it bajra, be it maize, be it mustard, be it wheat, be it vegetables, or even our supplements for that matter. So we are currently geared up for around 15 to say 20% of top line. Rest, everything depends on Lord Indra.
Okay. All the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Divijay Patel from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, so we've seen, cold storage facilities, warehouses and conditioning go down. The capacity has increased. So I just wanted to ask you, what has been the capex for all of these, and do we have any planned capex going forward?
Mr. Patel, let me tell you, I have made this point very clear. We are not very keen about putting in capexes. The godowns, the facilities are available a dime a dozen on rental basis. We go into long-term lease with these people, and if we don't like it, we have a right to change. Otherwise, if we put our own capex, I have to maintain even in the non-seasonal times, and this gets into my bottom line, which I personally do not like. We have facilities for cold storages, for godowns, for processing, and these people are trained to do only that particular job. So we normally do not do much as far as capex in the real estate is concerned.
All right, sir. Understood. And the last question I had is, looking ahead, what trajectory do we anticipate for the working capital cycle over, let's say, next 2 to 3 years? And also, what strategies are we, planning to implement to mitigate its length?
Working capital cycle, if you go through last 4-5 years, it has been improving year by year. The debtor days is coming down and the stock days are also coming down. They had gone up a little beyond the comfortable limits during COVID. Because for 2 years, we had production and sales return coming back together, leading into the increase in inventory and debtors and things like that. We did say 3 years back that now that the COVID is over, we'll be able to bring it down. Today, the working capital cycle has improved. The stock has come down number of days wise, although quantity wise it will go up because of next year's sales. And debtors have also reduced. One, we have been giving operating cash flow positive over last 3 years now. This year it is almost about 75-80 crores. Now this is also pursuant to the acceptance of the product in the market, wherein the market people are able to get a handsome amount of advance bookings against our product, which also gives us a very, very, boosted cash flows. So I think working capital is now not a concern, which it was 3 years back. We are on track.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Counter PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I'm Gunit from Countercheck PMS. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So basically, I would want to understand the outlook for cotton seeds for FY25. And are we still facing shortages in terms of the supply of cotton seeds?
We will take this question in two parts. I will give you that we are maintaining a top line, expected top line of around 20% plus in cotton. This year also we got around 17%. Our products like Sanket and Jumbo, they are doing extremely well, and we have other products coming up in pipeline. So as far as the acceptability of the products is concerned, that is not an issue. Whatever we are able to produce, we are able to sell. Now you raise the second part of the question regarding availability of cotton. In that, I would request Kagliwal sir to kindly throw some light on that.
I think it's a very, very interesting and relevant question. You seem to have studied the seed industry very well. The seed industry currently is passing through a phase when supply of seed becomes a challenge. The farmers are they do want to produce seed, but then vagaries of monsoon, fluctuating monsoons, is reducing the yields, affecting their economics. And secondly, there is a huge shortage of labor, farm labor, which is required in large numbers for seed production activity. Because most of the seed production activity requires more manual labor, this cross-pollination, etc. So, and the biggest hit appears to be in cotton. The areas required is too much, although we are producing cotton seeds in 8 different states in the country. Everywhere the challenge appears to be same, and farmers are also having alternative options of not going for seed production and yet getting good revenue by commercial cultivation of cotton itself, or for that matter other crop. So we are having facing challenges. The industry is facing challenges. We are making all round efforts to go to newer areas and enhance yields and all our efforts in agricultural practices. But we expect a shortage of seeds, cotton seeds this year, in the current year, overall for the industry, and which will be the same case with us. We may not be able to supply the total quantity really in demand for NAS seeds. Have I answered your question, sir?
All right. So this year also, our focus is that we will face seed shortages, is what I understand.
There is an overall shortage. There is an overall shortage.
All right. But this overall shortage does not seem to impact the company performance by, is that the correct?
We'll balance it out.
You see, we said that cotton, we are keeping a focus of around 20%. That is keeping in mind the product performance, the availability of the product, the acceptability of the product. So if that goes through, we will maintain this. if somehow the miracles happen and the availability increases, Mr. Harish Pandey is sitting right next to me, says, you give me 100 lakh packets, you will go and sell 100 lakh packets. No issues.
Got it. So, I mean, what apart from the acceptability of our product, I mean, what other steps is the company taking to, I mean, mitigate this this shortage in seeds that we are looking at?
Yeah, so that Mr. Kagliwal said that we are going to newer areas and we are trying to keep people. You see, we have growers who have been asked with us for quite some time, and they are very, very faithful to the company. So not only we, he said everybody is facing that challenge, but that challenge is not going to take away the cotton being the mainstay of kharif crop. So it's okay. It can be taken care of in a conservative fashion. I think we should be good.
All right. Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Jain from Orient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. You have a question. No questions. So,
Sorry, sir, you're not audible. Mr. Aman, you're not audible.
You can take the next one. He can fall back in the queue. No problem.
Okay. So the next question is from the line of Kusha from Nivesha Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Very.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Actually, I had a couple of questions. First would be, can we expect any new product launches in the next 3 years? As we have also added peas and cucumber.
He's expecting whether we expect pipeline products over the next 3 years.
Like cucumber, okay. So we have a series of pipeline products waiting to be launched. They have to go through what is called the evaluation and testing phase. And so we have many products in pipeline. We have products in pipeline, type tomato, we have chili, that is hot pepper, we have products in cucumber pipeline. Also, we have products in bhindi, that is okra, and those are vegetables. We have several products in pipeline.
Okay. So after launching a successful product, how long does it take for its full potential to be realized in the market?
Say 2 to 3 years. It has to be sold, I mean, step by step process. So it gradually goes up. And again, depends on marketing effort and the needs of the product in the market and how you market them. So 3 years' time, it will reach its height.
So, according to the expansion or for the growth purpose, which segment do you anticipate will drive growth in the future?
Bajra, sir, maize and vegetable and supplement. With a constant focus on paddy and cotton.
So, how do we plan to optimize the crop mix going forward?
We are well aware of the potentials of each crop, each territory, each market, each potential, each yield. Okay. So, when we make a marketing budget, then we see the availability as well as the acceptability of each product and each different place. Based on that, we make the marketing budget, which is going to capture the potential of each and every product that we put into the market. It's a regular affair for us.
Okay. Fair. And my last question would be, how has the working capital cycle has improved?
I just answered that in the last question. I hope you are there.
Yeah. Okay, I will see this properly. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. I request you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Ritik from Concept Investwell. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thank you. So my question is regarding pheromone-based products. So there's not sanket that we have that goes into building cotton crops, right? So there are pheromone-based products which help to keeping bollworms away from us, right? And you have mentioned that, you know, this sanket keeps pin bollworm away. So if assuming that you use sanket, so is it like the farmers don't have to use pheromone-based products at all, or it's like you have to also use sanket and also you have to use pheromone-based products alongside?
So would Dr. Kulkarni like to answer this?
Yeah, yeah. I think best.
Kulkarni sir?
Pheromone-based product means, see, for pink bollworm, you were telling about pink bollworm. For pink bollworm, there are a lot of approaches. There is PB rope, and there is a mass entrapping through pheromones. One of the technologies, mass entrapping of bollworm moths through pheromones is a practice. As of now, pink bollworm is less affected by, sanket is less affected by pink bollworms because of its non-preference behavior. So we are finding its growth in the coming years because of these some special features.
Okay, and sir, any color on competition from illegal BT cotton involved, and what is the impact on the market system?
Research. Hello.
Hello.
Harish.
Illegal BT cotton.
Okay.
Harish will say, sir.
Yeah.
So what is exactly the question?
Whether what is the effect of illegal BT cotton in the market?
Okay. So illegal cotton BT impact would be there definitely because it is coming from Gujarat and other states to like Maharashtra, MP and this thing. The impact would be like last year there was around 40 to 50 lakhs packet sales, and this year we are expecting the almost similar kind of infiltration in the same area. So definitely there would be impact because few states where the cotton acreages may go down, it will impact more, but there are states where cotton acreages will going up where it may not impact.
Okay, sir. I mean, are there any steps that you are taking to, you know, reduce this?
What?
Boss, your point is understood. We cannot take steps to reduce illegal BT cotton because we are not a part of it. This is the government to ensure that the seed industry is not hampered in the national interest by curbing this illegal BT cotton. And I'm told that the governments are taking steps to try and make it as less as possible or maybe zero. The only steps we can say or give is by giving our products which are better than others so that we continue to grow.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So as we all know, Q1 is the best quarter and we are already halfway through this. So can you please give us an image of how this Q1 is shaping up, how is the demand, and how much revenue do we foresee in this quarter?
Three things you asked. One is how we foresee the quarter. Now that depends on the monsoon. We are an agri-based industry. I said it was a good domain. If the monsoons are good, I can assure you that we are placed all over the country the way we planned to be placed. So if the monsoon behave, our products are available, they will be available on the shelf, and we hope to clock our sales. Top line, I have already given an indication. Our revenues, we will calculate after the first quarter, please.
Okay, all right.
We are well prepared for the season.
One more question.
We are well prepared for the season, no doubt about that.
Okay. And in an earlier question, you gave a fat percentage or fat growth, I missed. You said something, 1.2% net profit.
Not net profit, margin.
Fat is 41 crores.
No, you were sharing a guidance. You said that revenue growth, you are expecting 15 to 20%. And then you answered about fat. So I missed that part. How much fat growth you are expecting?
Maybe around 1% notch.
All right.
Beyond this year?
All right, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. So my question is, given this situation for the industry at a industry-wide situation that there are supply constraints, so in this situation, the industry should be seeing much lower sales returns of seeds in the coming season, in this current season. And in this situation of lower sales returns, will it improve the operating margins as wastage is reduced?
Harish.
You see, sales. Let me. Sales return, our marketing people, they plan for around 15%, it goes up to around 20-21%. That's natural. Okay. Now, sales return is not only a question of demand and supply. It is also a question of where the placement happens and whether the monsoon hits that area or not, because the window for sowing is very small. In that window, we have to knock off everything from the shelf. So sales return is a fait accompli as far as seed industry is concerned. But our sales return has been reducing over the last about 3-4 years, leave 2 years of COVID aside. Our sales return has been improving leaps and bounds. That's why we are having a good top line with better margins. We would continue to strive for that and we would continue to try and achieve that.
And if the sales returns are less, obviously it improves the operating margin, no doubt. Definitely it helps.
All right, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Jain from Arians Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Definitely, yes, please.
Yes, sir. So apology for before, I was facing some network issues. Yeah, so I think, sir, you mentioned in your opening comments that, can you please again provide us the proportion between basic paddy and hybrid paddy, not in terms of volume, but in terms of value in value contribution?
Value hybrid is 41% and RS is 59%.
Okay, sir. And are there any goals or targets that we have to increase the share of value of hybrid paddy?
To start with 50-50?
Okay, sir. And so my next question is, can you provide us some insights on the status of your hybrid seed production for okra and also number of hybrids that are in trial seed production and also which are in test marketing models?
Can you be a little more elaborate? It's a very long question.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to get the status on our hybrid seed production for okra. And also, if you can tell us about the number of hybrids that we have, which are currently in trial seed production or which are in testing marketing model?
I think giving you the number of products which are in trial seed and marketing model, specifically crop by crop, is a very elaborate process. Mr. Gagliwal already said that I have products in each and every crop in trials and marketing, and it's a very elaborate time testing process that we follow. Okay. As far as okra is concerned, definitely it is one of our better products in vegetable, but then we are also concentrating on tomato, on cucumber, on peas we introduced last year. So the production plans for these are commensurate to the sales plan of these products. And since the varieties are many, I don't think we'll be able to give you variety by variety, crop by crop production target for this year. I think that will be going a little too deep.
I just answer a little more specifically, Devendra. We have two products in okra which are looking very, very promising. In trials, they have surpassed all the competitive products. There are two kinds of diseases which are very, very important. One is yellow vine bubonic virus and second is ELCV. So these two are the viruses which come on okra, and the breeding has to be for having resistance or let's say good resistance to these two viruses. So we have two products currently in seed production, which will go in seed production this season and available for selling also in this year. So we all, let's say these products have been tested and tried and will be launched this year. These two products are there, which are looking very promising. Okay?
Got it, sir. Got it. So, and sir, one last question. This is more of a broad question. So, can you please give an overview of your plan, like how do we plan to capitalize on the new additions that we have done to our portfolio?
Boss, now again, you are asking very generic questions, you know. We said that we want to continue our focus on paddy and cotton. In paddy, we want to enhance our focus on hybrid and try and bring it 50-50. For cotton, I said we want to maintain 20% plus. Depending upon the availability, if it improves, the cotton will improve. As far as non-field, non-cotton, non-paddy field crops are concerned, we said that we have super product in bajra. We are doing well in maize and wheat as compared to last year. Our mustard products are going on well. With all this, I am still saying that we target around 15 to 20% growth for next year. Anything beyond that will be a cherry on the cake.
Okay. Okay, sir. No.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for having me again. Sir, we took some provision few years back of around 80 crores. So are we seeing any recovery in the same?
This year, if you go through my quarterly results, we have made a dent into this. We were able to recover not much, but around 3.5 or something like that, the crores. Like I made it clear last time also, was that we cannot force the farming community to cough up money. But however, we are making adjustments and we are recovering. Some part of adjustment is showing itself in purchase value, wherein whatever we have not recovered, we will be able to reduce the price. But that is also currently this year, it wasn't much. And we were able to clock around 3.5 CR as recovery, which isn't shown as extraordinary items in the quarterly results. And in the coming year, we hope to make it around 10 plus. I am hoping that it will be like that.
Okay, and how much bad debt did we book?
This whole thing was provisioned 3 years back.
Uh-huh.
As far as bad debts, like this was bad advances for the COVID period, which has been well, provisioned for 3 years back only. And as far as bad debts are concerned, there is again, it will be available in the balance sheet. It will be out in a few days time. We have a policy that any debt which is more than 3 years, we make a provision for bad debt. That's it. Mm-hmm. So my total bad debts this year was not much. All but just a few lakhs, and that's it. And they are available, clearly available in the balance sheet.
Yes, yes. All right. Thank you. Got them.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Counter Cycle PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for having me back. I just want to get one thing clarified. Are you mentioning that you want to maintain 20% plus of total revenue of the company in cotton or 20% plus growth in volumes in cotton in FY25?
We are basically more concentrated on the values. Volumes is immaterial. If my one product gives me double the margin, then why should I, it is like what? So we are not talking of volume. We are talking of values here. Overall, we are hoping around 20% in FY25 and crop-wise growth, expected growth, I have already given.
All right, 20% growth in cotton, right?
In cotton, 20% separately, overall 20% separately.
Got it. Sir, so my last question would be, so with the seed shortage that we are facing in the market, the supply of seeds, who would be the main, since the company is not looking to get impacted by it, so are the small players that would be impacted by it, or what is your understanding of the situation say?
Satish sir, would you like to please?
Yeah. Actually, all the players will be affected, small or big. because of production is done by all the people. Everybody has their own strength areas, so everybody will be affected, small and big both. The percentage and the impact may vary from person to person, company to company, but it will be varying. Small companies also, big companies also.
And so when we say we are looking at 20% value growth in cotton, I mean, do we expect to maintain the cotton volumes that we did last year, or I mean, what is the outlook looking at the situation?
Sir, if the value increases by 20% and if there is no increase in price, the volume also grow by 20%. That is natural. If the government, and this is a government controlled price, if they increase the price, maybe we'll be able to clock 20% with lesser volume growth.
Right. Got it. So we are looking at volume growth this year also. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for the day, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah, so I think very inquisitive set of questions, very well thought of. My personal gratitude and thanks to the entire participants and investment analysis people for having taken time to deep study. Agriculture industry is not an easy industry. It has lots of analytical complications, but the questions were well brought out. So thank you very much for joining us today. Passing remark, like I said last year also, I'm making a reiterated statement. We are here to stay. We have been in agriculture for quite some time. We understand the difficulties, the challenges, and the nuances of this particular industry. And we plan to touch 500 crores of top line ASAP. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you.